And we're coming back in for the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. E.J. Barden is my name, and we have Lark in Texas riding shotgun us today, clarifying a lot of very important information. And just to give out the phone number before we go back on this point about privatization, the phone number, if you have anything to add about what we've been talking about, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But say that again, ask that question again about privatization, Lark, yeah? Hello? Is Lark there?
Okay. You got me back?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Oh. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Can you hear what I said to you? Do you repeat what you said there about, ask the question again about privatization. Just do it again.
I was asking if Europeans are experiencing what we are experiencing here in the States, even in the UK. What I'm trying to say is that everything has been privatized. The initiative was called Reinventing Government. That's the shorthand version, which can be searched on the internet. Reinventing government. What it means, though, is that they privatized all public offices. And they privatized all public lands. So there is no such thing as a public office, a public land, and may I say, a public utility. If anything, it's probably called a co-op, which is just what Whole Foods began as a co-op, you know. And Whole Foods was just swallowed up by Amazon.
Sure. Privatization of the public utility started with Margaret Thatcher, and the railways were so-called privatized, which is still a bit of a mess, and with the most expensive trains in the world. Even though they're operating on some kind of subsidies as well. The train companies, about 8 or 10 different train companies on the British Rail tracks. And the water here, which is one of the worst, my big bone of contention, is owned by Arab companies, and all sorts of companies abroad have shares in the water companies. So you're paying your water bill to Arabic companies, even though it's called Thames Water or Welsh Water. And that's privatized. The electricity is all privatized, split into so many different companies. And BT was still a juggernaut, a destructive thing. But that was the privatization of the public utilities. But what we have is not the full privatization of government departments. What we have, though, is in the Cabinet Office, that's the office of the Prime Minister, there's a vast expansion of it, and multinational consultants in there working with the civil servants, basically writing their own legislation. That's what's going on in the UK here on a shocking level.
Well, what that means to the average man or woman on the street is simply this. These people that we call our representatives in government, they no longer represent us. They no longer represent you and me. And it's very easy to find this out. These people, because it's been privatized, see, for example, in the States, here in Dallas, the city council is a corporation. It's a private corporation. The city manager is corporatized. The county sheriff, the metropolitan chief of police, or police department, rather. It's all been privatized, which means it's been corporatized. And that means that these people are constrained by non-compete and non-disclosure agreements, just like it normally occurs in private industry. People are worried about trade secrets, trademarks, copyrights, and the like being stolen.
I'll give you a full example of that. You probably know this. The CDC, we have a caller coming in a minute now, but the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is a corporation, an incorporated corporation, which owns patents on various pharmaceutical drugs, and including it owns the patent on the virus called Ebola. Right? Mike Adams has exposed that. It's just shocking. But anyway, we have a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Sorry, let Mike in, and then we go. He probably has a question for you. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I'm here. There's some kind of a corporate ratings thing out of Texas that used to list a lot of that stuff, like courts and different government agencies, and it gave them like their credit rating, and Dooney and Burgers.
Dun
and Bradstreet. Yeah, that's it. Dun and Bradstreet. So I guess some people confronted them over that. And they tried to back away from listing things like the courts as corporations with a bond rating and whatever. But had you picked up on the story out of England that said that anybody that gets on the web and reads right-wing propaganda, that there can be up to 15
years? That's my next story here. I was going to run that past
15 years in prison. Yeah, what crazy. Yeah. Man, if that's not a good excuse to leave jolly old England.
Indeed. Yeah, that was my next story. That's the drafting legislation at the moment, Larka, to it's a supposed to be anti-terror legislation. What they deem to be right-wing, extreme right-wing propaganda is engaged in terrorism.
Now, they claim they're going to have some exceptions for journalists and people that accidentally stumble upon it and read it out of curiosity or something one time, but I don't know what they mean. You know, they try to pair up right-wing propaganda with bomb-making.
Yep.
So, and it's this common crap about anti-government. If you're anti-fascist, well, you're anti-government, you know, you know, you can't be pro-constitutional government or even, you know, pro-Bill of Rights. You're anti-government. I mean, it's just getting...
They're trying to equate the word conservative with extreme right-wing now. They're doing that massively in the States. So.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They prefer their slaves, like their children, to be seen and not heard. And the sooner they can do away with the useless eaters, the better.
Whack-a-mole thing, yeah. The new freedom is to scurry along in the shadows like a rat. That's real, you know. That's real patriotic.
Well, they prefer their cattle, you know, eating on grass and chewing their cud and, you know, waiting to be milked or slaughtered.
Right, mind for information and the information.
They sure don't need any uppity slaves, you know. They don't want any uppity slaves.
Oh, you subject human resource resident. You're just a little, you're one of these deltas that's short-circuited. We're going to have to put you in the little room with 60,000 repetitions to reprogram you.
Okay, anything else, Mike, on that?
Brave New World. I don't know. I mean, what do we do except you know, talk about it? I mean, and make sure that we're not intimidated. Make sure they know we're not intimidated.
One thing you can do is you can vaccinate all the children. You can poison them. You can poison them with the water. Turn them all into autistics. And you know, give them a job handling a joystick. Or stick them in front of a monitor and hand them a keyboard.
Well, it's been about, about 15 years ago, we had a sister city program with Ballymena, Ireland, and the manager I was working at at the time, he went down to the city, whoever was doing this, you know, some kind of, who did it, tourism or somebody. But he got the promotional folder with all the little pamphlets and stuff, and they had this thing over in Ireland called an industrial estate, and had some worker drone out in front that was in a jumpsuit, like a typical worker, and it was like, what is that cartoon character from Saturday Night Live? It's time for androgyny. He or a she, whatever can it be, it's just Pat. You know, it's like this 17 to 19-year-old asexual-looking little short-haired blonde. You couldn't tell if it was it was a worker drone. That's what it was. It was like a human resource economic unit worker drone for the industrial estate. Like, yeah, this is what they've got planned for all our youngsters, you know. Hatch them out in jars like Brave New World. I'll let you guys go.
Okay. Thank you for that, Fred.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, we got another caller, Fred in Michigan. Okay, Fred.
Hey there, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing, When I pragmatically consider its incarnate manifestation, I inescapably identify a private central Rothschild satanic Talmudic bank extortion racketeering system. And recently on YouTube, I haven't seen it yet, but there's now only three countries without a aforementioned private central bank. So we know, I think, that communitarianism is wholly predicated upon a highly conditioned, programmed, pacified, complacent, indifferent, apathetic, sheeple populace. And they deploy various technologies, as you know, not just the monetary technology, although that's the ultimate bottom line, but to divert everyone's attention, like this thing out in Las Vegas, BJ, I mentioned to you, I think last week, Barbara Lerner Specter, the Kudinov, Richard Kudinov Kalergi plan for the European dissolution, the dissolution of European Anglo
member
Saxon
state, member state. Yeah.
Well, no, it gets to the point of a genetic revolution, a very insidious, nefarious genetic revolution with this forced migration, and Kalergi specifically stated, and you can hear the guy. There's a Britisher from Scotland by the name of Thorsten, 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 and I don't recall the title of his presentation, but it's on YouTube, Thorsten, about the Kalergi EU plan for dissolving the European people, and he states
okay,
that the
just take a breather.
Future,
just ask Lark, have you come across that as well? Lark, have we got Lark? Okay. Sorry. Okay, Lark will be back in a minute. Sorry, carry on then on that definition, Fred. I just wanted to add, spread it around a bit.
Okay, look. Let's see here. I was looking
to get rid of a specific white Anglo-Saxon race is the main and the Germanic race. well, you probably didn't hear a lot of that. But the plan for Europe is to destroy it with immigration, and most of us here regard Sweden and Germany gone as a country. And the result of the German election is truly disappointing and depressing of the way they voted. It doesn't give any result to anything. It's just fragmentation again.
Well, the ultimate goal is to replace the traditional white people of European ethnicity with what Kalergi described as a Eurasian Negroid race. And I was blown away when on YouTube I saw a pop-up about, in this country, HGTV. It's called Urban Oasis. And what did they depict? This gargantuan Amazonian woman that could only be described as a Eurasian Negroid. I mean, like the ultimate mascot for this Kudinhove Kalergi, what do they call it, the Fabian socialist takedown, genetic takedown, socio political eco genetic takedown, and that's what's happening. And countries like, I guess it is Hungary, Romania, Poland, they have very astutely and very overtly opposed the forced immigration. And this is what I know where Lark is at in Texas. That's like an epicenter for the same program. And there's other epicenters, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I just learned that in 1971, the governor of Minnesota was the first one to sign on to, the protocols down there in Brazil about the Earth Charter and all that. That guy signed out and he started flying the EU flag or the UN flag. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
And by the way, EJ, what do the 12 stars of the EU flag designate?
That was originally, there was 6 members, there's 9 members, 12, there's now 27 members. That's just, they're running with the 12. They're not expanding it to the full membership. That's the 12. That's one time.
The original symbology of the 12 stars of the original EU flag was the designation of the 12 tribes of Israel that formed the United Nations, the EU, with Rothschild, and I'm sure Rothschild has other bosom buddies funding all of this. Same thing with FedRes. It's all frickin' satanic, bastard Babylonian. These are the true Babylonians were Aramaic. And I bet you anything, the true Israelites were Aramaic Babylonians. What do you want to bet? So we got all this satanic Judaism, satanic Talmudic Judaism, the monetary system in every country, the military-industrial complex, all of its companies, the legal system, the universities, the medical schools. I boycott all restaurants. I don't eat out. Yeah. I don't buy fast food. I don't go to their frickin' theaters. I don't have a frickin' Talmud Vision TV. I don't go to jewelry stores.
Okay, take it easy. Well, I know you're correct. You're confirming what we're dealing with on this program and what Lark has been saying. But okay, any specific question for Lark before we finish?
Okay, Lark, the ultimate query: how does someone at the grassroots level purposefully endeavor to circumvent communitarianism at his/her grassroots a commune neighborhood level?
Well, I say that you need to be trepidatious. You need to be open. You need to be forward. At the same time, you need to realize that you're behind enemy lines and you're surrounded by zombies and criminals. That's first things first.
I agree.
If you want to be personally autonomous, if you care about exercise of free will, if you actually care about things like freedom and liberty, and especially independence, then probably you and I and everybody listening should be acting upon it. Because that's the reality. You are surrounded by zombies and criminals. Now, it's not to say that you cannot interact with zombies and criminals, okay? But you have to tread lightly. You know, a zombie can be likened to a mad dog. A rabid dog. Now, when you encounter a rabid dog, say you're walking along a footpath in the woods, what do? You have two choices. You can either avoid that damn dog, or you're going to have to kill it before it kills you. Okay? So that's what I mean. In civilized society, we have to tread lightly. We're surrounded by zombies and criminals. Now, criminals, who are the criminals? The article, How the Federal Reserve Bought the Economics Profession, will give you the straight answer. Anybody that is a so-called professional, who's a careerist, who's a credentialist, who is a zombified opportunist, you can bet your ass is a criminal. Now, that would include a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, a judge, a politician, and many people working in corporations of every kind, size, and stripe. Because
absolutely,
the preferred business model for all socialist organization is the corporation. And a corporation is socialism in microcosm. There you have it.
Very well. Well put. Very, very well put. I don't think you can put it any better than that. Whereas my feeble way of saying is we're living under multi-layered criminal syndicates. All the professional are criminalized. The universities are criminalized at every level. And in America, they have corporatized them. I say they're done in Bradstreet registered corporations, including the IRS. Was it you that was saying the other day, Mark, that it's registered in a foreign tax haven, the IRS, as a corporation? Is that correct?
Yeah, you have to withdraw your support. Remember, it is all about law of contract. Okay, we have to first define a contract. A contract doesn't have to be something on paper. A contract can be a relationship. The word up. A contract can be an oral contract, and that's the preferred contract. In fact, I dare say that we have to ask ourselves when we enter into any contract or any relationship, do we prefer a valid as opposed to an invalid contract? Do we prefer an honorable versus a dishonorable contract? Or do we prefer a private versus a public contract? Well, in all cases, I prefer valid, honorable, private contracts, and that's how I conduct my affairs. I do not really want to interact, at least on a professional basis, somebody who is a zombie or a criminal. So I avoid them. I don't do business with banks. And I'm not incorporated anymore. And there's a lot of ways, there's a lot of things that you can do to withdraw from the system. Because what is your aim? Your aim is independence. Your aim is freedom. Your aim is liberty. It's exercise of free will and personal autonomy. This is your aim. We have to value these things again. And most Americans do not. Remember at the start of the broadcast, I mentioned The Organization Man by William H. White, 1956. The man in the gray flannel suit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, the capitalists today are just as much responsible for what we see and what we're witnessing as the communists. Because it was the capitalists who actually spawned communism. Now, why would they want to give up the goose? Why would they want to give up the goose that laid the golden egg? Okay. And the other thing I might point out is that I would encourage the listeners to look up something called Father of Scientific Management. Find out about these people named F.W. Taylor, Frederick Winslow Taylor. Find out about William Edward Demings, Peter Drucker, I.A. Richards. You know, Google's your friend.
Hey, I gotta interject something here, Lark and PJ, because you mentioned oral contract. Now, and you mentioned earlier that all government entities, federal to local, have been privatized. So there is no quote official office, et cetera. It's all private entities, private corporate entities. So. And yet, whenever anyone is so-called elected by the, you know, the sheeple taxpayer, registered voter, populace, the elected entity swears an oath of some kind. But at some point subsequent to that oath ceremony, I have learned that they sign some sort of a non-compete, non-disclosure contract. With whom, if you may know this, would that elected entity sign that non-compete, non-disclosure contract?
They're paymasters.
Mm-hmm. So at the local county level, for instance, there's some Talmudic Jew bankster gangster operative that is the slave master that brings forth this contract, and it's mandatory, isn't it?
Well, it sure is. I mean, I've uncovered a lot, for example, just where I live. And it's quite deplorable. It's despicable what I found. I started learning about this back in 1998, 99, 2000. At that time, the mayor of Dallas was Ron Kirk. Now, Ron Kirk came from a big law firm called Jones Day, Revis & Polk. Okay, I remember his wife. These were an attractive couple, but these people were backed by the Dallas Citizens Council. The Dallas Citizens Council was incorporated on November 22nd, 1937. A Jewish dairyman by the name of Julius Sheps and some of his buddies decided to form this thing. And remember, what is a Soviet but a council or a committee? This country has been Sovietized. And what they used to say is they called it convergence. Convergence meant that they wanted to bring together, and this is on the order of the bankers, they wanted to bring together the communist system, which they spawned, and the capitalist system, and the countries that they're represented in, for instance, in the States and the UK, we often refer to ourselves as capitalist nations. You know, but they're really controlled by the same people, and they defined it, capitalism and communism. That's called convergence. And what's occurring today, because of the technology and because of the precedents, the court cases, the case law before us, both in our nation states and internationally, is nation states are giving way to market states. Market states demand free flow of capital, and that includes capital resources, including human resources. And these market states themselves are given over to nation states. Or forgive me, to city states, my mistake. So the nation state is given over to the market state.
That is why they want uncontrolled immigration to bring the labor rate down as well.
That's right, because capitalism demands free flow of capital and labor.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So all these people that will tell you that immigration is bad and all this kind of stuff, I mean, they're joshing you. Because, you know, if they're a politician, they signed one of these non-compete, non-disclosure agreements. They're not answerable to their constituents at all. They have to artfully lie.
Every scientist who's in research and on a grant assigns a specific non-disclosure agreement.
And the other thing, to just go back to medicine,
the Hippocratic Oath is now being deleted in most medical universities. They say it's not necessary.
Politicians have been deemed social scientists. You know, when you look at science today, I mean, science today is, there's so much science fraud. And remember, scientism is part and parcel of this thing called communitarianism. Remember, communitarianism is simply an all-encompassing school of thought. Wrap your mind around it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It can be defined any way they wish.
Another one for you, Lark. I'm sure you can explain as well. It's part of learned helplessness, socialism and depending on the state. Learned helplessness.
Well, this is Martin Seligman. Martin Seligman played a key role in the creation of DHS, Department of Homeland Security. What are they trying to engender? What are they trying to induce within the population but a state of learned helplessness and also the Stockholm Syndrome?
Okay, good, very good. We're going to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back. Okay, thanks for that, Fred. We've got to move on to other calls soon. Well, we'll go to the break and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where we...
We're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. And I just wanted to give another example, Lark, of things that morph into things they didn't start out as. All these charities in Britain, a lot of them are out of control, and they're national charities. You've got the British Heart Association having moved from corner shops, charity shops, to mega showrooms now. And I was in one in Hereford the other day. It was the most elaborate furniture store I was ever in my life. And it's run by the British Heart Association, and the price of stuff there is absolutely astronomical. So these charities are becoming businesses. Is that an element you've seen around where you are?
We're in Dallas. These Jews have all the goyim running around the lake, dancing for them.
The what?
What do they call it? The Susan G. Komen Foundation and Nancy Brinker. Race for the Cure. I mean, it's hysterical.
What's that about?
It's called Race for the Cure. It's a huge supposed non-profit charity. And Nancy Brinker just laughs all the way to the bank because the goyim give their money to this, and then they run around White Rock Lake, and every year or two, one of these old buzzards croaks or whatever. Basically, they run around, they're racing for the cure, you see, and it's a charity event. But it's just so ludicrous. I mean, you can't trust any of these charities. I mean, every day I get some solicitation in the mail, to provide discards, clothing, whatever. But you can bet, you can rest assured that somebody's making bank on it. And frankly, back in the 80s and 90s, I remember I had friends that set up nonprofits. They thought it was the greatest racket going. You know, many, even these local charities, not so-called nonprofit organizations, the administrators of these so-called charities are knocking down, you know, six figures a year.
They have the chief executives, yeah.
They get all these children and, you know, volunteers to go out and solicit for them and basically work for free.
That's right. No, they need a new charities bill in America, in Britain. It's got out of control, and they have prime retail space in towns and cities, and they can trump up 3 months' rent up front to property companies and everybody else around them struggling to make a living. That is a big issue here. Fred, with us. Do you want to finish up on a point, Fred?
Yeah. Damn it. Sorry. Okay, so there's a presentation about the 100-year charter renewal of the Federal Reserve, which expired, I guess, 2013, and went down without much fanfare. I haven't seen it yet. It's on YouTube. But there's a real quickie about maybe 8 minutes. Everyone ought to see it because it really gives clarity to what Lark has been presenting. It's called Jew World Order, 1860 to 2012. Jew World Order, and I think the word extended is also Jew World Order Extended, 1860 to 2012. It blew my mind. I've seen it a dozen times. Prominent entities, they just all happen to be Talmudic Jews, and they're all declaring our fate and how it's all going to go down. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Right, you are. Talk to you again. But, no, just the Amber Rudd here in the UK, Lark, who's drafting this bill, I'd imagine there's going to be ructions over it in, I hope there are, in the House of Commons, online terrorist material, viewers of online terrorist material face 15 years in jail. And you should see a photograph of this creature, Amber Rudd. She looks like a witch, and she is best friends with Theresa May. And Amber Rudd's presence in the general election was absolutely obnoxious and did damage to Theresa May, but Theresa May doesn't seem to understand that. But as I said, just briefly, I'll read the header of it. People who repeatedly view terrorist content online could face up to 15 years behind bars in a move designed to tighten the laws, tackling radicalization and home security. Well, this is about the extremist Muslim problem in Britain, but they're extending it across the board. And a new maximum penalty of 15 years imprisonment will also apply to terrorists who publish information about members of the armed forces, police, and intelligence services for the purposes of preparing acts of terrorism. Okay, it goes on and on and on. But the broad stroke of this legislation is quite obnoxious, but it's only being drafted at the moment. But so we have a kind of Department of Homeland Security here as well. The Home Office is morphing into another type of security agency as well. But I read out a bizarre story. You there, Lark? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can break in
whenever
you feel like it.
Okay, yeah. Leftists declare cotton to be racist, right? And call for a ban on cotton products, including underwear, jeans, and T-shirts. I'll see where this comes from in a minute. Naturally, the politically correctness of the insane left continues to double, triple, and quadruple down on stupid. As they now claim that clothing made from cotton is racist. I assume they're trying to go back to slavery and the cotton fields here. The Daily Caller reports that a Texas woman, right, maybe a neighbor of yours, Lark, a Texas woman complained about a Hobby Lobby home decor item comprised of cotton. I don't know what a Hobby Lobby item is. Comprised of cotton, calling it wrong on so many levels and claiming that there is nothing decorative about the plant. Why racism? You see, according to the complainer, Daniel Riddle, Right, or cotton is a commodity which was gained at the expense of the African-American slaves. Right, they're getting to it now. Right, this is all about white guilt as well. Right, never mind this, never mind that the crop existed long before white southern plantation owners obtained slaves to pick it, and that that has remained a staple crop used in the production of clothing long after slaves were freed and were no longer forced to into the cotton picking, etc. But anyway, this is an example of the extreme left going completely bonkers, and there's no end to it. But I thought I was going to read it.
There's comedy to be found in everyday life. I find comedy just picking up a newspaper.
Of course,
I don't watch television, but when I do see television, I'm, my mouth is agape, and I'm looking around me to see if there's anybody actually taking what's on that Comet Vision screen seriously.
You're fading away there. There's something wrong with the phone. Can you come closer to the
about now?
Headset or whatever? Okay.
Is this fine?
Okay, carry on, yeah? Yeah, a bit better, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to point out before I forget, PJ, you know, it's important for people, especially on this network, to understand that so-called conservatives, red-blooded, white American people are just as much communitarians as these leftist crazies that you speak about. And it's because of their definition. You know, the Kiwanis Club, the JCs, the Chambers of Commerce, they're all communitarian today. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at these large multinational corporations, these corporations. I mean, look at the rhetoric. Look at the language of their ads. I mean, they're all on board about sustainability and the community and this and that. In fact, anybody that hears this word community and this word sustainable, you know, they need to raise a red flag immediately. Whatever do you mean? You see? Community is one of those feel-good buzzwords of the day. And we're supposed to just accept it. And, I don't belong to anybody's community. I don't know what the hell they're talking about when they talk about the community. And when you find out really what can... I'm sorry?
You should write on all things that ask you to remember. Quote Groucho Marx, I wouldn't join any organization that would have me as a member. That could be an answer, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I had a hotshot college kid. He looked Jewish. He came knocking on my door here about 2 weeks ago, and he wanted me to sign up for something or other, you know, because he had some charitable purpose for his visit. But see, I'm going to tell you what this portends. Mandatory volunteerism. We're not talking about the libertarian concept, voluntarism. We're talking about mandatory volunteerism.
Yeah.
In other words,
like the Hitler
slave
youth.
Labor.
Yeah.
It's called slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this was born out of the Peace Corps during the JFK administration. You know, a lot of good do-gooders thought, well, wouldn't it just be lovely? I mean, Jimmy Carter, what does he do today? Habitat for Humanity. This is another communitarian organization. It's well and good to do right by your neighbors and to help people in need. But when you see nonprofits involved, and when you see organizations like the Chambers of Commerce, the Kiwanis Club, the JCs, you know, your local Freemason Lodge involved in it, you know, it should raise a red flag. Just like every time you hear this word community. I mean, wash it right out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's corporatizing charity, and all the charities in Britain are now operating like tax-free corporations, which is another bonus.
So it's always enriching somebody at the expense of other people who think that they're doing something good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But communitarianism is not a good thing, and I would recommend anybody that really gives a damn. Use the internet while you still are attached to it. I know I'm still attached to it, ashamedly so, I must say. But type in, what is communitarianism? Type in what is communitarian law and figure it out for yourself. I guarantee you, everybody listening is smart enough to figure
it out. Well, you know, very, very, very few people have your tremendous grasp of it. If you type that in, give us an example of what will come up. Are you happy with the definitions that come up?
Communitarianism is a school of thought.
If you type that into Google or to DuckDuckGo, what type of definition comes up if you ask it for a definition? Are you happy with the definition that comes up on a search engine?
Well, why not? Somebody defined it already.
No. I'm just saying, is it as clear-cut as well? Is it as well-defined as you're able to define it? That's all I'm asking.
Well, I don't know. I've been studying this for 11 or 12 years. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to be brilliant.
You're saying look it up. I'm just asking the question. I'm not trying to trip you up. I'm just saying, are you happy with the definitions you've seen on the web?
By and large, I just think mine's better because it's mine.
Yeah, sure.
I reduce it down to brass tacks. You know, I want the essence. I want, you know, give me the cliff notes. You know, but at the same time, you have to look at the macro and the micro when you examine anything. We have to understand mm-hmm. that words don't always mean what we think they mean.
Oh, yeah. We're living in a treacherous world of where they're redefining words and meanings and at the same time simultaneously trying to entrap people as being right, left, terrorist, or etc. It's a world of entrapment. It's like the American criminal law system over the last 50 years has become based on entrapment, basically, and plea bargaining. But plea bargaining is creeping into British law here as well. Where the state,
you know,
for RBN listeners,
if they go to the RBN homepage and look under columnist, right underneath the rotating banner, they'll see two pieces. They're simply called communitarianism. First things first. And the other one is called Lark on Communitarianism. Start there. You know, I could tell you all kinds of things. I could talk for the next 2 hours, you know, but if you care about the world that you live in and you care about the world that your children or grandchildren are living in or going to be living in, you need to care about this word because this is the word that pointedly labels the toxic soup, the cultural, socio-political, biological milieu in which we live and breathe. And the evidence is staring at us right in the face. Type in your search engine, what is communitarian law? What does that portend for these rights that Americans have grown up with? People of the baby boomer age, for instance, like myself. You think you have freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly? Just go down the list. Then look to find out the new definitions for words like rights. Because rights don't mean what you think they mean anymore. Not under international communitarian law. And remember, this is the law that's being superimposed over and upon all nation states. Remember, nation states like the USA, like England, Wales, Ireland, Northern Ireland, they're going by the wayside. I don't like it.
It's the reality. There's a law on the books here.
The nation state is giving way to the market state, and the market state is giving to the city state, which in turn is
globalism. And globalization. There's a law in the books, and many laws in the books that creep in with other legislation that people don't read, and even journalists don't highlight. 12 people gathered together in Britain, technically that's now riotous assembly, that came in under Tony Blair, under some crap legislation. And one thing Blair brought in, supposed to be sociopath, he gave the power to local authorities to go into any business they choose to go into. Now, most people don't know that. I say that to people. They can go into the hairdressing business, they can go into the oil importing business, but local authorities have full power to go into any business they like, which is part of this corporatization of local authorities.
Well, think about it. There's something wrong in a world where you have to actually get permission to do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
imagine
having to get a license to cut somebody's hair.
Indeed.
You know,
as far as I know,
in Texas, you either have to have a license, a permit, you have to pay a fee or whatever just to ride a damn horse.
Yep. Oh, indeed. I can believe it. Okay, we're coming up to the very last break, and we should be back in about 3 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the last couple of minutes, and major question for Lark in Texas. This is important. No, seriously, what publication are you going to put out? There's many you could put out on that people. Have you plans to put this out in hopefully bullet point explanations and a book on this, or have I missed it?
Well, I've been told continuously for many a year now that I need to make this idiot-proof. And I understand
That's easy, but these last two programs we've done is very, very good, and it's clarified a very it is a complex subject because it's disguised. You know, it's communitarianism, but it's heavily disguised in the public view. You have to understand that. But are you going to publish on... Oh, I'm sure you have an awful lot of stuff on your computer that could be put into bulletins and booklets and a book. What's your plan for that?
Well, I don't think people read anymore.
No. So, they do. But you can get it reviewed in... The trick with a publishing agent is get it reviewed in major papers, serialized. That's another trick. You know?
I don't think the academics, the eggheads in academia are going to cotton well to my ideas. Probably I'm going to use things like memes and documentary snippets. I mean, since communitarians have the attention spans of fleas, or gnats, as you put it earlier, probably it's going to have to be 2 and 3 minute sound bites.
Yeah, but you could have
personally though what
of those
like
making up a documentary. But most documentaries are made up like that anyway.
There's
still some very good documentaries in the BBC.
I've been talking to some people about it for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing: the third piece that I'm going to publish on the internet is simply going to be called Techno Slavery. And then I'm going to call the first two pieces, the first two installments.
Techno, sorry, there's a break there in your phone. It's going to be called what? Techno what?
Techno Slavery.
Techno Slavery, I see. Yeah. That's
you have to define our terms.
Sure. But you need a series of bulletins to make up a book. And that's really badly needed. And go out as a blog, put it out as an e-book. And that's where I'm going for now in a month's time, hopefully an e-book on cashless. And then an overview of what we do in RBN and another one, but that one I can do in 8 weeks. But
It's funny you mention a book, PJ. I wrote a book in 2006, but I never bothered to have it published. I finally realized I wrote it for myself.
Well, that's what Woody Allen says. He doesn't care if anybody looks at the film; he's making the films for himself. But anyway, give me a copy of that, and I'll write a very virulent review of it. Tell you how good about it is.
What you want to do is slam it like hell.
No.
Get more. More buzzwords.
Stuff that's clear stuff that can be. Well, as long as it's clear and bringing people through the story. There's still plenty of people read. But I know it's the snowflake generation looking at their iPhone. That they're a problem. That's for sure. But anyway, we're at the end of the program. It's been terrific, outstanding. And I'll be in touch with you next week. And it's fair to say, as we say this time, we'll be back this time next week. And we'll talk to you then.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media.